Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Happiness. It's something we all strive for, something that we want in our lives, something that we need in our lives, actually, because it keeps us healthy. Happiness boosts our immune system. It produces endorphins that stimulate us and keep us happy and fulfilled and moving and active throughout life. So sometimes we find it hard to stay happy in difficult economic times, or maybe the weather's real bad and we have no sunshine for a while. But what we want to do is we want to kind of find out what can make us happy, because it's not the money. We know that. So let's see, what can we do that would make us happier as individuals? And maybe once we're happier, we can help those around us as well. Gratitude. Practicing gratitude and being thankful for what you have, and thankful for the people in your lives, and thankful for the teachings that you were given, whether they be by your teachers, your parents, your ancestors, your grandparents, your siblings. Maybe hard times in life, something has taught you what is depressing and stressful. And so we kind of stay away from those things, and we're going to practice gratitude for happiness, and we're going to be thankful for all the things that we have. And look at, what do we have? We wake up every morning, we have the sunset every night, we have our water, we have our family and our friends, and we have our pets, and we have our delicious meals and our good books that we read. And we also like to stay happy and thankful for every possibility that we can live out there in life. We walk, we exercise, we get out and we have entertainment. And so we practice gratitude and we say thank you for all these things that come into our world every day. And we're thankful that we can see. We're happy that we're not ill. Or if we are ill, we're happy that we have control of our illness. And so it's always being thankful for what we have. Even the smallest things we're thankful for. The tiniest things, when somebody smiles at you and you smile back. That's gratitude. That's showing appreciation and niceness and happiness. And when you have happiness, you just feel a little bit more relaxed and you feel better about yourself. And so choosing to focus on gratitude and being thankful for what we have is going to make us a lot happier. Finding a place of flow. Where do we flow? What do we like to do? What keeps us out of the rat race? And what keeps us smooth and moving through life? About singing, or reading great books, or writing. If you're into writing, it helps you flow. I love massage therapy, so I love therapy treatments. I love the flow of my life when we get in the room and we massage the people, and I feel the healing and the regeneration of their spirit and their soul and their muscles, and they feel better. And so that's my flow, is I love the therapy practices that I use, and people just find what makes them peaceful inside and what makes them happy, and just become more focused on what is happier and what keeps you in the flow, experiencing the flow to be more productive, creative, and more focused. What about smiling more? That just in general is a given, because the more you smile, the better you feel. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And frowning also increases our wrinkle lines, and smiling increases our wrinkle lines too. But smiling is what we want. And so when you smile at life, you're just feeling a lot better. You're getting those endorphins are coming out naturally, and you're feeling better. Your facial structure is better. You look better. You feel healthier. So the more you smile at life, even when you're feeling down or having a rough day, sometimes it's hard to cheer up and smile about something. But maybe if you just go and you think about certain situations that have made you smile in the past, then that's going to happy up your heart, and that's going to start to help you feel happier and feel better. And flexing the muscles of your mouth and smiling is excellent. And it just makes you feel happier when you're smiling. The smiling contracts the facial muscles, leading to more blood flow to your brain's frontal lobes, and turns triggers your dopamine and your pleasure chemicals in the brain. So bust out the comedies and bust out the joyous YouTube videos, because that's what I do. I watch some YouTube videos and I just laugh and I smile because they're hilarious. Embrace your mistakes. Say, I did that mistake, but I'm not going to get down on it. I'm not going to dwell on it. It's like, actually, it's something that I can live with. And you know what? I learned from this mistake, and next time I'll be better at it. And maybe if I can't do it, I'm going to find somebody that can do it for me. So just embracing your mistakes and learning to forgive yourself is a bonus that's going to keep you happy and excited and balanced and happy. And people that intentively know this, embracing mistakes and learning from your experiences, and don't judge yourself too harshly. Just everybody makes a mistake. Everybody has an issue, you know, so just be happy about it. An elephant can't climb a tree and a fish can't climb a tree, you know, that doesn't mean it's a mistake. It just means that they've tried it, they can't do it, and we're going to find something else that they can do to contribute to the cause or find somebody else that's going to help us. So mistakes are just a part of life, and as long as you smile at them, there's never going to be a problem. Optimistic attitudes. Be positive. Feel sure about your choices and optimistic about what's going to come from the illnesses or physical health problems, or maybe we lost that basketball game, or maybe our favorite sports team lost and didn't get to go to the finals. And you know, that's okay. Just stay optimistic because there's always next year, right? So maintaining that optimistic attitude is really going to help you stay happy, because you're not Debbie Downing on yourself every day, and you don't have to Debbie Down your stories. So you're going to keep it positive, keep it upright, and being optimistic. So you always talk about the positive in people and positive about what's going on in your world and the positive aspects of what's happy and healthy in your world, and keep it on the bright side. Dwell on everything that's healthy and happy. And so, because when you're happy and this optimistic attitude's gonna come along, so is the energy and so is the healing and so is the happiness. Surround yourself with supportive people. That's important. You know, are you depressed because you're hanging out with people that don't treat you so well? Or are you sad by the people? What is it? What is the support system that you have around your world is what I would like to know, and what you would like to know, and what you'd like to take care of. And with keeping our happiness up, we learn to say no. If you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. We don't have to help people all the time. We don't need to sacrifice our own happiness so that we're helping others. And it's especially true when we agree to do something, but it's not happy with you. It doesn't make you feel well about yourself, and you're pressured into it, and you feel uncomfortable. So learn to say no, and make sure you keep yourself happy and healthy, because these people, they're going to be okay when you say no. It's not the end of their world. They're just going to find somebody else that can help them, because a lot of these people, just some of them are chronic, ask for help constantly, and you'll know in your heart whether you should help them or not. So keep yourself happy and learn to say no sometimes. And stick to it. When the answer is no, just stick with it. Unplug and spend more time in nature. It helps you get away from our technology and our cell phones and the blaring screens. We just really want to make sure that everything is balanced in our world, and getting out there and walking and taking a walk in the woods is really healthy for our body and our moods, and it helps us get the vitamin D from the sun. So get out there and move around, practicing forgiveness, because that's healthy for us. Because if we hold a grudge or sadness, that's really only hurting our own internal organs and our own health and our own heart. So when we practice forgiveness, we're just letting go of what we're angry at them about. And so we just let it go. And, you know, they're their own person. Whatever hurt you, whatever that person did, just forgive them, because it's better for you not to hold that resentment and occupying that space, because you're going to fill it with happiness and not worry about such things as other people's problems and how they treated you. And find new things to do. Maybe you like to garden, read more books, or you like to get out there and try horseback riding. Go out and get new things and try new things out and see how you like it. Look in the mirror every morning and say, I love you. Tell yourself how beautiful you are and how wonderful you are and how great it is to have you in the world, because that is true. Happiness comes from within. And just making sure that you keep yourself happy is what we want. And when you radiate that I love you and that you're a beautiful person, that's going to come in from the outside to the inside, to the inside to the outside, and your body's really going to feel it, and you're going to feel it, and you're going to be a lot happier in this world. And our herbal for ups are ginseng or ginkgo biloba. That's going to jump up our spirits and kind of move us around a little bit, and kind of our citrus smells are going to get our energy going and our optimistic feelings going. And maybe if you need something that just kind of relaxes you because you have anxieties a lot, you need like valerian and kava and chamomile tea. So those are some herbs to help you have that optimistic view on life and that happiness that you're going to feel inside you. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.